gonna sit there and back me up because she heard.
Why are you acting like it?
And she,
I said maybe.
Heard the man say, "Take my phone number down and text Lord. Me your number."
Didn't I just say maybe?
And you never did.
Maybe I asked you for it. And let me see if I wrote it down. I'm hanging this shit up. Preoccupying me. You argue about this, then you get the call.
Well,
looking for evidence and good standing. See? Because you know I'll stand up. Oh!
Well, you can't. You have no leg to stand on.
Well, maybe I don't. Okay? I can't remember that.
Oh, we do.
It's why, not why that no? important.
Yes, it is.
I said maybe I could call Mark and go right to work. What do you think? No! Okay, he paid me good. He kept me busy. And I like Mark.
You would, because y'all fucking a bunch of vital fucking cult lovers.
No, he just, he's just a guy.
I don't. You work for Mark, you go ask Mark to live with him then.
I don't know about it. You know, that story you come with. It sounds plausible.
Because I tell you, Shirley ain't gonna live. She ain't gonna let you live here if you work for him.
Surely not. Surely not.
And I won't either.
I just want to let you both know. Good luck. We're all counting on you. You know, this is just like a little ranch-style brick home.
So what?
I mean, it's great. I would love to have me one.
No, go buy one. Oh, that's right. You can't.
Hey, I can't even do a deal with people on a vehicle.
Because you don't have no fucking credit, you have no fucking money.
No, but we had an agreement.
That you broke.
I didn't break it.
Yeah.
Okay, I tried to give you more than you wanted every time. All the time. You deny it, then hey, I'm going to waste it. Or invest it. Depending on how much I got. Give me enough to invest, and I'll never lose a bit of it. Because there's always a way. Better. Hallelujah. Out one night and you were gone. I don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I wanna take you home. Bear now, bear, bear. Kentucky rain keep pouring down. Up ahead, just another town that I go walking through. There's rain in my shoes, searching for you. Nice chord. how many of them you got? You could hang a horse with it. See, I'm hanging everything up, y'all. There's some milk in there if you want to spill some and grab it. Meanie, Meanerson. I give you that, though. Look, whenever you do clean, unless you got somebody hiding around cleaning for you as soon as I go outside for a little bit. You did a good job last night with the bathroom, kitchen, and everything. What are you dealing with? I mean, you ain't interested in nothing I got to say anyway.
They want me to go pick up Coda and bring him over here to play video games. He wants to get the fuck out of the house because he's bored and causing problems.
Because he's bored and causing problems. Well, Joel, that's up to you. Oh, I know. You ain't known them people that long, man. Because one time, the kid said, like, 4 weeks was all, yeah. But that you knew Dustin for a while or something. I don't know. It don't matter. He's a liar anyways. You said. What's wrong? Sing me a song, though. Make you feel better. And, hey, you like the way I research. When you was in school, here, copy, paste, copy, paste, reference, reference. Now, reword it, y'all.
Yeah, it's one thing to do research, but that shit can wait. That is not life or death or it's
no,
very important.
No, I'm just saying,
right
why would I keep stepping up and doing it when nobody's helping? Okay, it don't matter if, you know, because you married. I told you when. Based off of friendship first, we can't go wrong. And all I have to offer you is me.
Yeah, and you still don't even do nothing.
I do everything that we agreed upon. I can't help it if, you know, you sign up for something that you don't like. Well, you set yourself up for failure. Just like we all do our whole life. Then we blame somebody else. And I try every resource I can find. Still nothing. Why? Well, there's got to be a reason. I don't know. But I accept not knowing. Did you get them blankets all out of the dryer?
The bed sheets are right there.
They ain't even washed yet?
Yeah, they didn't wash.
This is still dirty, though.
No shit. Yeah.
You know what, bud? If we keep doing the same thing, and we keep getting the same result, maybe we're doing something wrong.
It's not me.
I don't know, dude. Maybe you're doing something because you're always miserable.
No, unless I'm miserable just because you're here. Won't do nothing.
I do everything when I got help. See, you did all that. I don't care to do that. I'm just business. You're here. I enjoy you being here. I've got in the habit of just reading and research and creation. It ain't like I'm not taking a shower and washing clothes. I wash clothes. I wipe I wash the dishes whenever I let them pile up because you didn't touch them. You won't, but I know how you look at them too. You look at them like, you want to save all these hangers? Joel?
What? Yes!
We'll put some music on or something? Huh?
What?
Put some music on.
No!
Tell me a story.
No.
Well, then talk about something
to me. I'm trying to figure out if I have to go pick up this little brat or not.
You don't have to do nothing. I wouldn't get into it because of what you could be risking. You don't know them people like that.
Hello?
If they're family or
business. Oh, hi, Sandy. Patrick told me dust is blowing up someone's phone. Code is running up the master and I ran away on the bike in the dark. Well, that's what he told me. He told me to go pick him up and take him out for a while. Well, Dustin's phone died and Julie won't answer the phone.
You're good at taking orders. Soldier.
Yeah, I just texted Pat, told him that no one will answer the phone over there, so I can't even get a hold of nobody. You need to go get him.
Oh, no. So your problem was solved before
okay.
You ever...
All right, back.
That's this now. So you couldn't even call to go get him?
No, because nobody...
And you were stressed out about a problem you didn't even have. Does that make sense? A problem you don't even got, you're stressed out about, baby. That ain't good. You're going to end up having a heart attack if you don't calm down.
Well, someone better answer this goddamn phone.
Why? Are you worried about it? They were okay before you ever knew them. I'm pretty sure they'll be okay if you never know them anymore. Goodness grief.
I guess Dustin's too fucking stupid to go plug his phone up.
I knew it. You and Dustin's been doing stuff. Like talking. I sent you. I sent your lips moving. I don't know what you said.
I haven't talked to that man. I told him to stop texting me the other day.
It don't matter. I told you to go do whatever. I'm not a controlling piece of shit. You are. I will never try to tell anybody what they can or can't do. But I'll help you understand why you should or shouldn't. You be the judge. My mama was supposed to call me back.
Well,
call her and find out why she didn't call me.
I'm not calling her.
You need to apologize to her anyway.
No, I don't.
For talking about her and saying things that she don't even know.
No, I do not. That's how I feel, and that's my right to have the way I feel about it.
You know, all of them always said, you know, because I always said, you know, I'm okay and everything. And they're like, yeah, how's that, Granny? How's that boy?
She said, I know, she don't even know me, but she don't get to call me by my fucking name.
She calls me Matthew. Matthew's going to go into prison. That's what it's telling me.
Who cares?
Don't come. I do. God, dog. What's wrong with you? You're so...
Don't worry about it.
So damn miserable.
Well, you're the one that makes me that way.
Ebenezer Scrooge. Why must thou act like this on Christmas Eve? Well, you still have a merry, merry Christmas.
Humbug.
Were you going to pick him up?
Yes. Well, you created the problem. I didn't create the problem.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
I'm not the one who asked to be put on his big brother list. She put me on it without even asking.
Well, you're still not, you know. Maybe she thinks enough of you.
Here's my coat.
Or maybe she's setting you up.
No, she ain't setting me up. She just...
Maybe, you know, she wants you to get up.
No, I don't want Dustin.
Hey, we're all Dustin.
Why do I want to date someone who has half autism?
Well, you have half a soul.
He's 24 years old and has the mind of a 13 or 14 year old. Well, no.
Don't you remember at a show we watched while we walked up that you laughed about?
I don't want that shit.
Don't judge me.
I don't have time for that stupid shit.
Well, he ain't blocked him.
Because I'm not rude like that. Well, he hasn't done anything for me to be pissed off at him to block him.
But you keep complaining about
I told him to stop texting me, and he did.
I'm quick to pick something up or drop it.
He hasn't fucking texted me.
He hasn't?
Mm-mm.
You must have enough sense to do something, because you know he's still alive. I'm sure they ain't feeding him every day.
This is what I said. Dustin, please, I'm at work. Stop texting me.
That's just as bad as one.
And he said, okay, bye. And he hasn't texted me since. And that was, like, how many days ago? That was on Friday.
All right, well, you know what? Look, you was complaining about them asking me to go get the kid.
No, but the kid is not the problem.
Then you couldn't get a hold of him. And you was complaining about that.
The kid is not the problem. Dustin was the problem.
What's wrong with him?
He's annoying.
Well, maybe he likes you.
Well, that's obvious.
You should enjoy somebody caring.
I don't like him like that. I don't even really want to be around him.
Maybe he just wants to be your friend. I'm sure he ain't got many.
And I told him that's fine.
You're a bully.
I told him we could be friends. I even told his right in front of his mother we could be friends. But I'm not going to sit there and let someone text me 300-400 times a day over dumb shit. Oh, call me. I'm going to ask you something. Ask me on text message. Oh, well, I'm so pissed off right now. And then he said, call me. So I called. Well, I saw dipshit today that I don't give a fuck. Why are you going to tell me that shit for? It's ridiculous.
Who's dipshit?
His ex-boyfriend, DJ.
Oh, DJ.
I'm back.
Well, be careful.
What?
Be careful. Drive safe. God bless you. And, tell Dustin I said hi.
look at the sky. It's the way I would fall. Cause I'm dreaming of you tonight until tomorrow. I'll be holding you tight here now in the world. No place I'd rather be than hearing you're wrong, you're me.